Moving on down to the agenda, public hearing on amending the 2020 budget. Under statute 50600 of the revised Missouri statutes, form of budget documents, public hearing, the budget document shall be presented to the county commission in typewritten or in printed form. Copies shall be made available for public distribution. The county commission shall hold at least one public hearing on the proposed budget before final action is taken. At least 5 days notice of the hearing shall be given, and the hearing shall not be held within 10 days after the budget document is available to the public. So the copies are available for distribution. Is that correct, Mr. Clark?
Yes, they have been on the notice of the members.
Does anyone
want
to speak to it?
I say, yeah. Does anybody want to speak to the...
Anyone here to...
Budget? Maybe we just close the hearing.
We'll go ahead and close the public hearing and move on down the agenda. Vacation and realignment of a portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road.
For the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, are you
road.
You guys with the Wild Prairie Lane?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is improvements that we've been done. It was requested by...
This is the one that we're doing. Okay.
Yes, uh-huh. And it's an improvement for the road and for all the pedestrians that travel, or not pedestrians, but all the people that travel it. It's completed, and people are using it. It had an area that was flooded all the time also, and... It will no longer, should no longer flood that area. Took a major curve out.
So I'd like to state that the notice of intent to vacate an order was posted at least 20 days before the first day of the July term of the commission. The relocation and realignment work on the relevant portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road has been performed, and the realignment of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road has been opened so as to be equally convenient to travelers and the public. Will not be injured by the relocation and realignment of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road. So that being said, move to approve the order. Mr. Elliott, excuse me, is this the one that, are we able to, was it done on a statute that we can do it today in the first? Okay. Move to approve the order of the Taney County Commission vacating portion of the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road.
Second, I don't suppose it's necessary to say in the realignment. We're just vacating.
I mean, the order is named as order to vacate portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road. So I don't think it is important to do that now.
Okay. Second.
All right. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Vacation of Wild Prairie Lane.
Good morning, Mr. Merrill.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Okay. This is, Mr. Peasley has hired me to petition the commission
Wild Prairie Lane is a 50-foot wide cul-de-sac, essentially. And Homestead Estates LLC, which is an LLC owned by Easley, he owns all the two lots that join the Wild Prairie Lane, and Britton and Kimberly Blake own the other two lots, and they have entered their consent and waiver to this abandonment. It's a road that's never been opened. It's simply planned.
Is this not the driveway to their house?
No.
It's not?
No, they have other access to the properties. We'll look at this. This is Wild Prairie Lane. The Blakes on those two lots. Mr. Beasley's LLC is on the other lots.
Mike. Is that not the Wild Prairie Lane right there? Is that not what we're vacating?
That's correct.
And that just goes to their house? And that cul-de-sac there to their house, is that not correct?
It's out of the house there. Is there a house there?
They're currently building to the left of Wild Prairie Lane.
So this is just how they would, a private drive would go to...
May I approach?
Yes. I mean, I would... So we want to vacate that from a public road,
correct.
But it will be just a private drive to their house.
Correct.
Is that correct?
I would then give them an easement through these two lots back to their property.
Mike, I'm in.
Certainly.
Yeah. But we want to vacate to the public, but we want to leave that for them to travel. Is it not there right now? Does that not exist right now?
Is it not?
I'm sorry. Is that not how to get to their lot now to build?
Yes. Yeah, that road is there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, they won't make that. But I understood that we would then subsequently give them an easement through these two lots.
So you want to change? You don't want to leave this?
We want to vacate it.
Vacate it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to create a new road?
Just a private.
Private easement.
Just a private easement. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have one question. So this was into the letter to White River Valley. I'm trying to find the area right here.
We've not heard anything from White River, but they don't.
I misunderstood. I thought which is only people, but I just
that. I'm sorry. That wasn't my. I was.
To public.
I found it in the letter to them, but my question is, I found it in the order also. The location and course of the private road sought to be vacated, and this is Wild Prairie Lane, a platted 50-foot private road. Is this from the legal? Where are you calling it a private road from?
Well, it's probably misrepresented as a private road. It was a platted road, and it's never been opened.
Is this from the legal description?
Yes.
Do we have any concerns about it being called a private road in a legal description? Do we have the authority to vacate a private road if it's said so in a... And that's probably a question for Mr. Elliott. And for you. Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yeah, I mean, that was my concern, because I didn't have a copy of the plat. And whenever you say a private road, I'm not sure that the commission... I mean, my reluctance is the commission doesn't necessarily have authority to vacate a private road. Looking at the plat, I don't see anywhere that that road is actually dedicated to the public, and maybe I overlooked it here. Mr. Merrill,
let me say the assessor's office obviously has considered it dedicated to the public because they've got it in a non-tax area. They've got all of those roads, if this helps any, as they're showing maybe when he made the plat, does he show all the roads as private or as public?
There's, I don't see an indicator on the recorded plat where it says that they were, that any of them were dedicated to the public. I don't see that. I mean, normally that language shows up in the recorded plat. I don't see it, but maybe I'm overlooking it. I mean, that was my concern, gentlemen.
That may be something the assessor needs to look at, too.
I don't know that the assessor, I don't know. I don't know if that pertains to what we're discussing right now.
Okay, so are we saying this doesn't come under the commission then because it's a private road?
I guess my question would be is what do we need to do to take that reservation away to where we can move forward and help? What do we need to find out, I guess, is what I'm...
I mean, it seems to me as though it's a matter between the private lot owners within the subdivision. I mean, I don't think, normally in my experience, whenever a road is dedicated to the public in a subdivision, then the commission has authority to vacate upon a properly stated petition. However, here, where it doesn't appear under the plat that the road has been dedicated to the public or dedicated to the subdivision as even a public road, not necessarily a county road, that would be okay. But I don't see in the, we might need to talk internally about,
Devin,
if you all feel like that's going to cause a problem for you all, what we can do to assist. But I'm just having a difficult time seeing that that's the appropriate statutory provision. And I just had one in another county where
county
we were asked
county,
to do something similar, and it kind of caused some challenges. Here, I'm not concerned about that. You all have obviously gotten the other landowners' consent. That's not necessarily the concern. I guess what I might suggest for the commission is if you could table the matter today, maybe Mr. Merrill and I could speak about what
is that?
What would be
I mean, is what he's bringing up, is that making sense to what
yes.
you're...
Yes, it is.
If that's okay, we can just touch base and I can report back to the commission if there's anything we can do.
Okay.
Does that work for you, gentlemen?
Yes. Okay. And I know this is phase two of this plat. I've not looked at phase one of the original plat.
Please text me.
Yeah, I mean, if it was if the original plat dedicated those roads,
it would probably, I would think the wording would have been the same as the surveyor, and then the county has taken in that portion of the road several years ago.
Can I get a copy of that money?
Sure, I'll be there.
If you don't have an extra copy, I can get one.
Nikki can make one. The recorder can make one up there for you.
Did I just hear you guys say that there may be, on the first phase, something that states all roads, and is that something we can find out here pretty quick, and we can handle it for you guys now, so we're not wasting your time, or?
I'll try.
I know if something at the recorder's office, you guys go up there and look real quick. Hey, yeah, it does say that. I'm asking. I don't know. This is your world. And that way you don't have to come. I'm not trying to. I think that's the only hesitancy that we have is that once that's satisfied, then I don't see there being a problem. For me. I don't know about the other two.
Where we go to.
So we won't move. We won't table to a specific time. We'll just move the table until.
Okay.
Okay. And as soon as I find something, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to ask Mr. Easley, the Tully Road and the Big Sky, that first part, if when you guys check to see if that's if you're still calling that private, because the county maintains that. The Tully Road, up to the Big Sky Circle, all of that. Would you check if that's in your other phase and see how that's worded? Would be my question.
Okay.
Tully, and this.
That's county road.
Yeah, I know. But how was it?
Worded.
Yeah.
In the plat and the recorded.
Was it recorded?